When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
Shikellamy Braves Wrestling is on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Shikellamy Wrestling is sponsored by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Senior Helpers, Purdy Insurance, Platinum Sealands Grove, March Gap View Hunting Preserve, W&L Subaru, Lackawanna College, Sunbury Motor Company, Glick Incorporated. Now, let's go mat side with Steve Williams.
Good evening, high school wrestling fans, and welcome to another edition of Braves High School Wrestling. Radio 1070, WKOK tonight. The 12-2 Braves take on a 12-0 match here tonight because Southern Columbia is heading out to West Branch to compete in the tournament, and they are leaving tonight to be there for wrestling action bright and early tomorrow morning. That is the reason for our early start. We are just about ready to get underway. The teams have been introduced. The captains have shaken hands. And I believe the Braves are going to start off this
game.
So the winner by forfeit at 285 will be senior Andrew Bodiger. Southern without a big guy, so the Braves lead 6-0. Alrighty, so 107 pounds, it'll be Max Coleman for the Braves, and Rowan Humphrey for the Tigers. Coleman is 4-13, Humphrey 12-10, and they are underway. On their feet tied up, center circle. Humphrey trying to snap Allman to his knee. Allman won't go down. Allman looking for a duck under. Humphrey front headlock, circles to the side, circles to the rear. 2-point takedown for Rowan Humphrey, leads Shikellamy's Max Allman 2-0. Picks a far ankle. Wants to lock in a far side cradle. Allman controlling the top hand. Loses it, and Humphrey locks in the cradle. Allman reaches back. He takes his head. Now Allman hips into Humphrey. Allman has a headlock. Hips in. Still no change in position. Humphrey comes back the opposite way, stays in control. 2-0 lead for Humphrey. It was a gutsy try by Allman. Usually gets you in trouble. Humphrey tries to chin Allman back. Allman threw to his base. Humphrey with a tight waist. Now switches to the left side. Allman with a short sit, working on the hand.
Better be careful, had a thumb there.
Humphrey didn't see that. That is the end of the first period. 2-0 lead for Rowan Humphrey of Southern Columbia. Second period wrestling, referee's down position, Allman of Shikellamy on top. Humphrey to his feet. Trying to post the hands of Max Allman. It does. 1-point escape, excuse me. 3-0 the lead for Humphrey, who shoots in on the leg of Allman. Allman catches an arm. Hits back. Posts the hands. Humphrey trying to drag him in underneath. And does, gets to the leg. Allman Wizards. Allman squares his hips. Humphrey hangs on. Allman sags his hips back some more. Humphrey steps in. Now switches to a left leg. Coleman giving ground. Humphrey comes to his feet. Boy, if anything, anybody wants to know what Max Coleman gained in this wrestling season, it's a great set of hips. He'd have been taken down two or three times at the beginning of the season. And he has fought off Rowan Humphrey. Snaps a hand down. Circle. Coleman circles. Humphrey grabs a leg. Humphrey steps over. Breaks down Holman's hip. Holman gets back up. Turns. Holman attacks the hand. Down on the head. Circling, running out of time. And that's the end of the second period. And what a second period for Mac Coleman. Humphrey quickly in on the leg. Should have had the takedown. Coleman fought him off for three quarters of that period. They'll start the third period. Referee's down position with Coleman on the bottom. Humphrey tight weight. Cross arm grab by Humphrey as Coleman tries to stand. Coleman back pressure. Turns. 1 point escape for Max Coleman. We're at 3-1. On their feet. They tie up. Tied up tightly. Keep in mind, Rowan Humphrey, 12-10. Max Coleman, who has shared time with Julius Morales, 4-13. Doesn't look like it tonight. Now he snaps down the head of Humphrey. Six steps behind, collects a leg. 2 point takedown for Max Coleman, and we're tied at 3 with a minute to go. Now Humphrey turns. Breaks Coleman's hip down. 2 point reversal for Humphrey. 42 seconds. 5-3. Coleman presses back to his knees. Humphrey trying to work a half Nelson in on the left side. Coleman back to his knees, clears the half. Humphrey riding with the tight waist. Right near the edge of the mat, Holman's trying to get off. Humphrey pulls him back in. He wants to kill that clock. That is the end of the match. Wow, what a match for Max Coleman. His best of the season, 5-3, though, losing to Rowan Humphrey. That'll make the team score 6-3 in favor of the Braves, 112-pounders up after this. You're listening to Trickling Brave High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070. WKOK.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have 6 Kelley Blue Book authorized buy centers in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, Selinsgrove, and now Hershey areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum Central Pennsylvania, they're proud to say, we get you done.
We are playing a waiting game. I believe the Braves have to present first. Southern waiting to see who they put out there. They don't want anybody
risking.
All right, so the Braves are going to get a forfeit. All right. So Nate Lytle receives a forfeit. That makes the score 12-3 in favor of the Braves. So let's see. This is going to be Alex, who is really taking a measure of his opponent. Caden Gray. So Gage Frank. forfeiting to Lytle, and it's Reed right now beating up on Caden Gray. 4-2. Gray trying to crawl away from Alex. Alex has been on fire here of late. Before the match, it was announced Chickalamy beating Hatboro Horsham a couple weeks ago in a dual meet tournament for the 700th win in the history of the Chickalamy. 700 wins. And not only that, last weekend they became the Big Seven tournament champion, beating Central Mountain. That's the first time they've beaten Central Mountain. Now Reed really taking a measure on Gray. Gray a freshman at 11-12. Reed a sophomore at 16-9, ranked 7th regionally. Reed lets Gray up. Duck under by Reed, 2-point takedown. Nice, smooth duck under by Alex. Breaks Gray down. Gray up on all fours. Reed tackles him back to the mat. And that is the end of the first period. Alex Reed with an 8-3 win, or excuse me, an 8-3 lead. We have to wait another two periods to see if he wins, but he's got the match well in hand. Second period wrestling, referee's down position. Reed on top, Gray is set, and they're back underway. Reed tightways, chops off on the left arm, breaks Gray to his stomach. Forearm in the back of the head, grinds his face into the mat. Steps back behind, traps the arm. Half Nelson right, walks the half Nelson over. He's got Gray on his back. He's got Gray in a world of trouble. Referee down looking. Jeff Witherite, the referee, looking. Gray momentarily rolls to his side. Reed adjusts with a reverse Nelson. And he pins him. 2:31 of the second period. 18-3 in favor of the Birds. On News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sportsmen, join us at Martz's Gap View Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at martz's.com.
And we are back, 127 pounds. The Braves' upward shift continues. Evan Kistner, who was slated to wrestle at 120, 16-9. And he, Edward Zuber, senior, at 13-9. And we are underway. Wrestler's class, break apart. Kistner, another one of the Braves wrestlers who is quietly putting together an outstanding season, has really looked good as of late. And fighting in the middle. Wrestlers locked up. Break apart. Again, they tie up. 18-3, Braves lead. The Southern team coming off a 33-30 win over the Stillings Grove Steels on Tuesday night. And of course, this match was supposed to have happened last evening, but because of all the snow that we had, it was canceled early, moved to tonight. And again, early starting time, because right after the match, Southern gets back on the bus and they're heading out to West Branch for a tournament that starts tomorrow at 9 o'clock. On their feet, hand fighting. We're going to end the first period 0-0.
Congratulations.
Just announcing that Edmund Kistner was the Big 7 tournament champion over the weekend. Again, the Braves winning the team title over Central Mountain. So a big win for the Braves in that tournament. Kistner with two mat returns and three mat returns. And he's not just returning Zuber to the mat, he's spiking him to the mat. Now comes up with a grapevine on the left leg as Zuber stands. Kistner behind and up and down. Four mat returns. Kistner from the right side, tight way, Zuber stands. Kistner trying to get low, gets his hips down, gets him off the edge of the mat. Minute 13. Zuber to his feet. Kistner. That time he has his hands locked, so Zuber going to get a point. Zuber stands. Kistner picks up on a leg, puts him to the mat, and the referee's going to stop it and call the locking hand. So a one-point lead for Zuber. Referee explaining to Kistner what happened. Kistner just shakes his head, didn't seem to faze him. 53 seconds to go in the second period. 1-0 lead for Southern Columbia's Edward Zuber, who comes to his feet, turns, and now leads 2-0 with the escape. On their feet. Locked up. Break apart. Then they lock up. Hand fighting. Time running down here in the second period. Still no even takedown attempt. That is the end of the second period.
Alex Reed was the champion.
We're just announcing that Alex Reed was a 114-pound Big 7 champion. 2-0. Edward Zuber leads Edmund Kistner to start the third period. Referee's down position, Kistner on the bottom. Zuber working hard on the left leg of Kistner as he flattens him out. Kistner presses back to his knees. There'll be wrestling action here in the lockup gym this Saturday when the Big 7 Junior High Tournament comes to town. And right after this duel will be the Braves and Southern Columbia Junior High. Zuber works out to the right side, one-on-one. Trying to get a tilt. Kistner outside stands. Zuber switches that side, puts him back on the mat. And Zuber switches back to the right side. Kistner has not been able to affect anything. He's going to go off the edge of the mat. 48 seconds to go. Kistner trailing 2-0. Keep in mind, Evan Kistner was to wrestle 121, up at 127. Zuber flattens him out. Zuber riding tight hips, one-on-one, cross arm.
Kessler trying to get back to his base. Zuber not giving him any breathing room whatsoever. Kessler gets back to his knees. Sam close to hands, 1 point escape. Goes after Zuber. Zuber backing. That is the end of the match. Final score 2-1. Ed Zuber. Southern Columbia with the win, 18-6. Braves lead. We're back with 1:33 right after this.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
And we are back in another change in the Braves lineup. Daniel Fernandez will bump up from 127 to 133. The senior's 4-17. Braden Andrews, the freshman, 17-7, and he gets a takedown on Hernandez. Leads 2-0. Hernandez, one of the Andrews pins Hernandez in 31 seconds. But Titans have scored to 18-12 in favor of the Braves. And we're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
And 139 pounds. Leader by a sport fish.
Community is what WNL is all about. For more than 50 years, we've relied on great people and great local businesses to support us. Glicks is one of those true community partners. For decades, WNL has chosen Glicks because we trust them. They do the job right, and they do it well. Whether it's new doors or service, you should trust Glicks too. I'm Andy Long of WNL Subaru, Nissan, and Mazda, and our family is proud to recommend Glicks.
All right, we are back. And Southern going to forfeit. Trying to get everything caught up here. They're going to forfeit to McGregor. All right, so with that forfeit, that makes the score 18-12. No, that can't be right. It's going to be 24-12. They haven't updated it yet. All right, so 24-12. We're at 145. DMCA Keener moves up to wrestle Mason Barvitsky, who just ducked Isaac McGregor, and it's Barvitsky with the initial takedown. Puts the legs in on Keener. Keener to his knees. Barvitsky's going to let him up. CJ up, ties up on the head. 2-1 lead for Barvitsky. Barvitsky in deep on the leg of Keener. Keener tries to clear his leg. Now in a scramble position. Barvitsky is a 12-5 junior. Keener a 20-9 junior. Barvitsky with a tight hip ride on Keener. Trying to pull the arm out into a one-on-one. Four one after one period of wrestling. Mason Barvitsky leading C.J. Keener at Chick-fil-A. First in the second goes to Barvitsky. He's going to go down on the mat. He's set. Back underway. Keener steps over, laces in a leg, gets high. Barvitsky trying to shake him off the top. Pops the leg, two-point reversal for Barvitsky, leads 6-1. He just got up there a little bit too quickly. Barvitsky was ready for him. Keener trying to battle back to his knees. Barvitsky from the right side. Barvitsky, a rugged rider on top. Keeps his hips tight, tight, tight. Now steps out to the left side. Keener to his knees. Barvitsky trying to pull the left arm of Keener free from under his body. Warning for stalling on the bottom. Barvitsky with his tight hips. Keener has not been able to do anything. Rides the wrist nicely. Stays back. Now steps out to the left side. Puts a half Nelson in the right side. Keener peels that off. Barvitsky goes to work on the left arm. Keener back to his knees. Near the edge of the mat. Both wrestlers with different toes and bounds. That's the end of the second period. 6-1 lead for Mason Barton. Third period wrestling. Referee's down position. Keener on the bottom again. Barvitsky goes back to work with that brutal ride. He's not been able to turn CJ. As CJ can't get even an inch of light between him and Barvitsky. Barvitsky flattens Keener out. Got double grapevines in, grinding the upper body of Keener into the mat. Keener going to be warned for stalling again. That'll give Barvitsky a point and make it 7-1. I don't know about that because Barvitsky has been wrestling parallel, just grinding CJ into the mat. CJ able to press back to his base, but that is it as they go off the edge of the mat with 47 seconds to go. Barvitsky back to work with a tight waist. Sinks the leg in on the left side, flattens Keener to the mat. Got the double grapevines in, riding both wrists, weight up on the shoulders. That is not a pinning combination that I know of. It is a riding combination. He has not been out perpendicular the entire third period, although Keener warned for stalling. Referee talking to the wrestlers. Well, this be interested in that wrist ride. And that is it. Into the mat, so Jason Barvitsky with a 7-1 decision win. That makes the score 24-15 in favor of the Braves. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Experience the W&L difference, off-road 11 in Northumberland, and online at WNLSubaru.com.
W&L Subaru has over 85 certified pre-owned Subarus on the lot. This month, take $1,000 off any certified pre-owned Subaru and enjoy financing as low as 4.99% for 63 months.
New year, new adventures, and new inspiration at W&L Subaru.
Financing for well-qualified applicants only and cannot be redeemed for cash value. Valid on model years 2019 to 2022. Offer ends 1/31/23. See W&L Subaru for complete details.
And we are back. 152, Cole Wetzel, sophomore, 17-6 for the Braves, ranked 6th regionally. Jamin Golden, a junior for Southern, 16-8. He is ranked 8th regionally, and this right now is a real pivotal match for whoever's going to win, because the next bunch are pretty tight, depending on who Southern puts out there, or if they don't. They forfeited 3 matches already. One without a wrestler at 285. They have not had anybody there all season long. Forfeited 2 other weights where they have had wrestlers. Gold, a nice change of elevation, drops in on the leg of Wetzel. Wetzel with a standing lizard. Breaks Goldman down. Goldman trying to sneak out the back. Wetzel pops his leg free, comes to his feet. They take him. It was a nice shot by Goldman, but he didn't finish it. Takes a swipe at the leg of Wetzel. Near arm, far leg attempt by Golden. They'll come back to their feet neutral. Southern head coach Steve Pisarchik. He's the head coach at Mount Carmel for a number of years before coming across the mountain to take over the Tigers program. That's right on the leg, but the leg elevated in the air, could not get that into the mat. 0-0 after one. Took over for Kent Lane, who decided he just wanted to be the athletic director. Kent, state champion years ago for North Schuylkill, now the athletic director. See that. Great to see Harry here. Attendance. I don't know. He could be doing. I don't know. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Golden on the bottom. He stands and escapes him. But with the Golden with the 1-0 lead. On their feet. Golden takes a swipe to the ankle of Wetzel. Wetzel back behind the arm, trying to drag him by. Golden in deep on the right leg of Wetzel. Wetzel gives ground, stretches Golden out, slides his hips back. And off the edge of the mat they go with 1:04 to go in the second period. Jamin Golden, the 1-0 lead. On their feet. Golden again. In on the leg of Wetzel, trying to pull it in. Man, just brute force power. Switches to a double. Comes to his knees. Switches back to a single. Wetzel ties up around the waist. Golden scoops the leg. Wetzel hanging on. And a 2-point takedown for Jamin Golden. Wow. What a tough takedown by Golden. He now has a perk on the leg of Cole Wetzel. Cross faces, using that perk. Wetzel fighting off of his back. And a 3-0 lead for Jamin Golden going into the third period. Golden Third period wrestling, referee's down position. Wetzel on the bottom. Up on all fours. Golden weight forward, trying to get a leg in. Wetzel up on all fours, head hunting. And he gets it. 1 point escape. Cole Wetzel trailing 3-1, locked up head to head. Has to figure a way into the legs of this Damon Golden Kennedy. He's nothing but tough. And he does. Shrugs his arm by, in deep on the leg, switches to a double, back to a single, elevates the leg into the air. Got the head inside single on the right leg. Golden Wizard is trying to get off the edge of the mat and does. 1:05 to go in the bout. Back in the center. That's twice that Cole has been able to get in on the leg of Damon Golden, but has not been able to finish. And Golden with a Golden with a bloody nose timeout. 24-15 in favor of the Strickland Braves. They are in a tough one here with some Southern Columbia Tigers. They come in with a 12-4 record. Braves with a 12-2 record. And have had some outstanding tournaments and fights in there as well. And as I mentioned before, win number 700 a couple weeks back with and winning at a tournament at Petra Horses. That's interesting. Cole Wetzel goes along the edge of the mat, and Wade Patul, who's been doing this for a number of years, comes out and tells him what to do. Wade is Coach Tim Bosch's father-in-law. Looked like he told him to circle a little bit, look for an ankle. He does, low single. Oh, Golden able to pull the leg free. Wetzel with the underhook on the left side. Golden post to hand. Looking to kill some time. Wetzel knocks him down. Careful. Golden takes a look at the time. Golden goes after, Wetzel goes after him. Golden ties him up. Ties him up tight. That's all he needs to do. Wetzel again shoots in. Golden going to tie him up. And with less than a second to go, this 3-1. Golden, what a battle.
These two young men.
2015, the Braves lead. We are back. Right after this, you're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Are you built for business? We are at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, and we can help you build a foundation for a successful career in business. Lackawanna College offers both associate and bachelor's degree programs, so you can go as far as you want to go. Take the first step. Explore our business programs at lackawanna.edu and see what we mean when we say we're built for business. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College. Visit lackawanna.edu today.
Connor Wetzel, who was a Big 7 champion, receiving a forfeit.
172 pounds. Southern Comrade, Greg Foreman, Jerry, Matt Schaefer.
All right, so it's Matt Schaefer for the Braves. Fulmer? Okay. Greg Fulmer, freshman, 5-4. This is the weight that Wes Barnes usually wrestles at. Did not weigh in tonight. Fulmer with a heavily wrapped right shoulder with a quick takedown on Schaefer leads 2-0. Schaefer tries to press back to his knees. Fulmer from the right side. Three bouts to go. The Braves only need to win one to win this. Fulmer with a tight waist, arm pry left. They go off the edge of that mat. One or three to go in the first period. Matt Schaefer, one of the seniors that was honored here this evening. Homer breaks Schaefer to his stomach. Homer working right side. Schaefer trying to press back to his knees. Fulmer picks an ankle. Schaefer back to his knee. Fulmer wrist on the right side. And they go off the edge of the mat with 2 seconds to go. In the center set. That is the end of the first period. 2-0 Greg Fulmer lead. As I mentioned, the Braves this weekend off. They come back next Tuesday to wrestle the Shamokin Indians. Next Thursday, they travel to Lion Mountain, take on the Eagles, and then on the 4th of February, they go to Jersey Shore for the District 4-9 team tournament. Not really sure what to report to you there. Could be just an all District 4 tournament because the three District 9 teams all have losing records. So I don't know if they will waive the winning record rule or if they'll even want to send somebody. But it'll most certainly be Chickalamy, Kilmsgrove, and Williamsport, possibly Jersey Shore. Jersey Shore has some winnable matches coming up that they could qualify. But the Kilmsgrove Seals and the Williamsport Millionaires battling tonight up to the bat this time. Second period wrestling referee's down position. Schaefer on the bottom. He stands. Someone runs him off the edge of the mat. Fulmer back to work with the tight waist. And he breaks Schaefer down. So very well could be Chickalamy, Kilmsgrove, Williamsport, and nobody else as the 1-2-3 seeds, which means Kilmsgrove and Williamsport would wrestle first, I believe. The winner taking on Chickalamy. So we may see a redo of the dual meet with the Seals from a couple weeks back. Forty-six seconds to go in the second period as they come back into the center for the restart. Fulmer throws the legs in. I don't know who's teaching leg riding over in Southern Columbia, but I wish they'd move. Got the legs in, not particularly very deep, but enough that he's able to keep Schaefer on the mat, forearm in the back of the head. Power half left. Southern has proven to be good tight waist wrist riders. End of the second period. 2-0. Fulmer with the lead over Schaefer. They've pretty much done that up and down the lineup. Fulmer fires to his feet. Schaefer breaks him down. Fulmer steps away for the escape and he's 3-0. Now Fulmer down on his knees. Head of Fulmer. Now Fulmer stands. They tie up. Fulmer drops to his knees again. Schaefer ties up in the head. Fulmer, oh boy, he baited Schaefer into that near arm, far leg, 2-point takedown. Schaefer got in there. He took that arm and boom, he was gone. 5-0 lead for Greg Fulmer. Fulmer right side, tight waist. Fulmer, tight waist, half Nelson right. Schaefer stands off the edge of the mat. 35 seconds left in the bout. Schaefer set. Fulmer on top and goes back to work for that tight waist, tight hip. Now goes to the claw right on the right side, brings Schaefer to the mat. Fulmer steps to the right side, now back behind, tight waist. And about 5-0. Greg Fulmer decision. Triple meet Matt Schaefer, 30-21. The Braves lead 189. After this, you're listening to Brave Wrestling. News Radio 1070.
Martin Troy here. It's been a great year at Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and we're kicking off the new year with Owner Appreciation Month.
And owners of Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram vehicles get extra rebates.
We have crazy deals on Jeeps. Save up to $4,000 on new 23 Jeep Grand Cherokee L's in stock.
We are also taking up to $2,000 off Jeep Compass Latitudes in stock, which means you can buy a nicely equipped and not stripped one for $30,800. So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
And we are back to Robert Wong, Tigers. He is 0-7. Brody Raybuck, freshman, at 17-9. I was expecting to see Jude Bremigan at this level. That's the case. So Raybuck snaps down on the head of Long. Circle takes the leg, 2-point takedown for Brody. Step to the right side. Bundles the left arm underneath. He's got the arm pulled way under. And we got a bloody nose stopping the action. Long time Triple M trainer, Mike Elder, springs to action. Brody Raybuck getting some feedback from Coach Bryce Town and Coach Tim Boats comes over. Don't know how they do in the room. I'm going to guess that Coach Town's probably working out with Brody and his brother and the big guys. He's a little bigger than Coach Boats. I have to mop up Brody a little bit. Got some blood on him.
Delivery number for the 50-50 draw.
Normally, I announce the winner of the junior high match, the preliminaries,
That's going to be the feature event of the evening. The middle schoolers will be wrestling here as soon as the high schoolers are done. So they're getting on the bus, heading to West. All right, we're back in action. Ray Buck breaks long to the mat, working left side. He's got long flattened out. Long pushes back to his knee. Ray Buck steps behind, riding tight hip, bundles the arm. Got the left arm pulled way under. Steps and turks the leg, puts Long on his back. Long with a bridge. Long with a bridge. And a 3-point Brody Ray Buck near fall. Now, what a bulldog move by Ray Buck to put Long over. I mean, he just forced the left arm of Long under his body, picked up that near leg, turked it, and put him over. Love it. Second period wrestling on their feet. Ray Buck down in the head circles. He's got Long on his back. Referee down looking. And he pins him. 2:13 of the second period, and that will ice the win for the Braves. 36-21. We will be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on Radio 1070 WKOK.
It's time to play some ball.
Those are the far wing, hands it off down the lane. Elliott slam dunk, Penn State 67.
This season, the Nittany Lions have their sights set on Big Ten postseason play.
Cut off in the pass, now to his left, through an opening, now cut off for three in the lead. It's good, basket counts, and a foul.
Catch every single second of the action right here on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell. Cordell & Cordell is a firm that practices family law exclusively. We focus on only one area of the law to maximize our strength and effectiveness as advocates for clients that have everything on the line, their homes, savings, and most importantly, their children. We're the partner our clients count
for the Braves
on.
Online 20 and at Cordell, 8. Cordell. 10 and 5 freshman John Quinton. Quinton looked for a leg on Ray Buck, but yeah, Ray Buck scooting the leg back, cross faces, circles to the rear, locks in his far side cradle. Steps over with the cradle and rolls Quinton onto his back. He wants to end this one early. Referee down looking. Oh, Jerry calls it. Just about called it. Then he called it. Mason Raybuck. It's an exclamation mark on this movie. 42-21, the Braves, Southern Tigers. A real tough Tiger team, but boy, the, when they needed the points, came up with it. 42-20, the Braves beat the Tigers. We'll be back with, well, no coach tonight, an abbreviated post-match show, but we will be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
I was short of breath.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
And we are back at the lockup gymnasium. The Braves have locked up a 42-21 win over a tough. They're outside now, getting on the bus, heading to West Branch. Good luck to the Tigers in their tournament this weekend. There's the reason for the early start here as we get ready for the junior high. I'll let Tim, Coach Tim Boach know that we're going to forego the interview here shortly. But started off the match tonight at 285 pounds, Andrew Bodiger. One of the seniors honored tonight, receiving the forfeit. Braves ahead
6-0. 107 pounds, Mac Pullman dropping a 5-3 decision to Rowan Humphrey. But I want to tell you what, best match of the season for Mac, 6-3, Braves lead. 114, Nate Lettle receives a forfeit. 12-3, Braves lead. 121, Alex Reed dismantles Caden Gray. Caden Gray has been doing that to his opponents all season long. Second period, fall 18-3, the Braves ahead. They bump Steven Kistner up to 127 to wrestle Ed Zuber. And Zuber, a tough wrestler, 2-1 win over Kistner, 18-6 in favor of Shikalimi. 133 pounds, it was Braden Edwards of Southern with a 31-second fall over Daniel Hernandez, another Braves senior, 18-12, as close as they were going to get. 139 pounds, nobody wanted to wrestle Isaac McGregor. Can't blame him, but he had to bring somebody on the bus with you. Isaac would have liked to have broken a sweat tonight. Receives a forfeit, 24-12, Braves with T.J. Keener and Mason Barvitsky tangled. Keener up a weight, Barvitsky a real tough wrestler for the Tigers, 7-1 win for Barvitsky, 24-15 in favor of Shikalimi. 152 pounds. It was Cole Wetzel against Jamin Golden for Southern. 3-1 win for Golden over Cole, 24-18 in favor of Shikalimi. 160 pounds, another one. Nobody wanted to wrestle Connor Wetzel. I understand why not, but hey, bring somebody. We'd like to break a sweat too. 30-18, the Braves lead after that forfeit. 172, Greg Fulmer for the Southern Columbia Tigers with a 5-0 win over Shikalimi senior Matt Schaefer, another honoree, 30-21. And then at 189, Brody Raybuck ices it for the Braves with a second period fall over Robert Long. He ate Long alive. Pinned him in the second period, 36-21. And then 215, senior brother Mason Raybuck, doing what he's been doing all season long, took down John Quinton, cross-faced him, locked up the hand, put him in that cradle, rolled him through, flattened him out, 42-21, Braves win, improved to 13-2. Southern Columbia drops to 12-5. Braves back in action on Tuesday night when the Shamokin Indians roll into town. And then after that, Line Mountain Thursday, and then a week from this weekend, they will be up in Jersey Shore for the District 4 District 9 team tournament. It's hard to believe that we're working into the postseason already, but we certainly are. Great effort tonight here by the Shikalimi Braves against the Southern Columbia Tigers from the lockup gym, where again the final score, Shikalimi 42, Southern Columbia 21. Join us again next Tuesday when the Braves host the Shamokin Indians. I'll tell you what, Lily Beaton up on our Blue Hill Studios, fighting through some technical difficulties, doing a great job tonight. Lily, great job. This is Steve Williams inviting you back when the Braves throw it down on the res light. Shikalimi Braves High School Wrestling is a WKOK sports presentation. Good night.
When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
Thanks for listening to Shikalimi Wrestling on WKOK. Now, back to Fox Sports Radio.